What up,
dude? What it do? What's the deal?
It's another Friday.
We out here, man.
And today I didn't go to work.
Oh, you was workless today.
Very much so. I had a midweek vacation.
Okay. That's a win. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm a full supporter of taking days off. I fully support people that participate in that.
The mental needed to be recalibrated. The physical needed to be recalibrated.
As it should.
Life had to be recalibrated.
As it should. You know, you got to take time to recharge, refresh, reset.
Hell yeah.
Man, we got to pay our respects to Terrence Clark. You know, former Kentucky basketball player who passed away in a car accident, 19 years old, man.
Out here. Training for the draft.
Yep, just after a workout. Man, his mom was by his side. You know, parents never want to bury their kids, you know what I'm saying?
Never.
Definitely don't want to experience that.
Never. That's tragic.
Yeah, bro.
Like you on the cusp of achieving your dream, and then you're out of here.
Facts. Yeah, man. How was your week?
My week's been great.
Quality week.
Beyond quality. Dog.
There we go.
So I'm gonna tell a real story from today.
Yeah.
Dog. So special guest in the house. What's up, Boogie?
Welcome.
Joy, what up, though?
Hey, what up, though?
Straight off the plane from Detroit. I mean, you ain't fresh off the plane. You've been here for a couple days.
I have.
Okay.
And I'm loving it.
But this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, I got introduced to pedicures today.
Yes.
Bro, you ain't never had a pedi?
Ooh.
I'm 30 years old. I just got one.
That was your first?
Swear to God.
Wow.
Popped his cherry. Amazing.
I know it felt amazing.
Popped
his cherry.
Okay, wait.
I know it felt amazing.
Dog, my feet haven't touched the floor.
You feel graceful, don't you? Like, you can sprint?
Yes. I feel regal.
Ooh. On everything.
Like, my feet feel like 2 pounds lighter.
King Masa Musa.
Oh yeah.
When he was walking on rose petals, dog, I'm walking on rose petals.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a win. No lie, I've been meaning to get one. I haven't got one in years. Like, maybe it's like necessary. 10 years. I ain't lying.
Dog.
It's necessary.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Treat yourself. Don't treat yourself.
Never. Like, I need a pedi and I need a massage.
Yes.
I need a pedi and I need a massage.
That's next.
For real. Yeah. On everything. You gotta do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a win.
Dog.
That's a win.
A super win. I swear.
A super win.
He's geek. He got a Detroit hat on. He feeling real homie right now, ain't he? He feeling real homie right now.
He got a piece of home with him.
Yeah, he feel like he had a crib.
What up, mom?
Respect. What up, mom? Shout out to moms, man.
Hey, what up,
mom? Shout out to moms,
hey,
man.
What's up, men?
What it do, mom?
See, she know my mother on a first name basis and all that.
There we go.
Love her. Gotta love her.
Mm-hmm. Hey, moms is the GOAT, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Moms is a go. We met virtually, and she bought this for me.
Yeah, like, she hooked them up with the gift.
Yeah, moms bless me, and she forever supporting.
Yes,
she forever supporting.
Beautiful individual. Beautiful.
Man, I got to shout out my little sister, man. She got engaged today, man.
Yo, hold on, let's do this.
Congratulations,
I got to, man.
Oh man!
Shout out to Satan. Shout out to
round of applause.
You know what I'm saying? Beautiful thing.
That's what's up.
Yes.
I'm geeked for both of them.
That's what's up. You about to have a brother-in-law. Yeah.
That's my guy, though. No lie.
That's my guy.
He's super solid. He's super solid.
So nice.
On everything. So I'm geeked for them.
Your sister's older or younger than you?
So I got a little sister. Like, that's my sister. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I grew up with my cousins, too.
So I call
my younger cousin, like, that's my sister as well. Mm-hmm. And then I got my oldest sister. So, shout out to them. They're on vacation.
Congratulations.
You know? Yeah, they did that. You know, had to go ahead and throw that out there, man. Literally on the way over here, she sent the picture of the ring. Like, I'm geeked. I'm like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh,
snap.
So, you know.
Yes, love. Shout out to love.
All love. You know what I mean? Shout all out love.
To love. Shout out to your head, too, because it says I love myself.
You got to all the time. Ooh, shout out to my guy, love man. That. Shout out to my guy, Nigel. You know what I'm saying? Just be dope. You know what I'm saying? I love myself. Love yourself, then you can love others. You feel me?
Respect. Ditto. My mom said congrats to your sister.
Love. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Major ditto, and I love myself.
You got to.
We got some sports to talk about, but you know, we got a guest too, so we're gonna make it fun and you know,
of course,
easily
man.
Digestible.
Y'all better.
For.
Of course, listen,
y'all better.
We do a really good job of intertwining life Please and sports. Do. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all do though.
We do. That's
I've and, listened to the show and y'all do.
And it's really what we feel kind of separates us from any just you know just generally like. Solely sports show, you feel mm-hmm. me? Because mm-hmm. sports is a piece of us, but you know,
mm-hmm. we do most stuff outside of sports.
Yeah, I mean, we got our everyday lives, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why we always do our check-ins, yep. you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Every to begin the show, see
As
how
you
the
should.
Week was, you know what I'm saying? And then you know, we transition, mm-hmm. you yep. know, so it's a beautiful thing. We appreciate you hopping on today, you yeah. know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you coming out here to LA,
yes,
because you didn't have to come to LA.
I'm
but
blessed.
You're here with us.
Facts.
We appreciate Ooh. That.
Look, I'm blessed to be here.
Blessings.
Way up. We feel blessed.
Come on now.
Even though y'all weather didn't do shit for me.
You wasn't feeling it?
She came I mean, she from
gloomy. It's been gloomy
it's
the last
been
couple
gloomy,
days.
But you know
Four
what?
Days, dog.
Yeah,
in a row.
I love the gloom, though. I wasn't stunned.
I was hoping it was going to rain. She didn't want that.
I was hoping the car wash next to my job was packed today because they changed the forecast. So it was packed. Because when it rains, we know they're closed.
Yeah, they do. They do close on rainy weather.
Straight up. Like, they close.
It's not Detroit, you know. When, like, it rained here.
They stay open?
So, what you talking about?
In Detroit,
You talking about the car washes?
The car wash.
I mean, nobody's really truly getting a car wash.
But it's open, though.
Yes.
Some of them.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
ours are closed. Like,
and then, like
parking lot blocked off 9 times out of 10.
In the wintertime, like some of the car washes are open too.
But that's the thing. Nobody is getting their car washed
right.
during a rainy type
rainy
season
day,
and moment. Know? That's the washing
of
the car. In the
right.
moment.
Yeah. Facts.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
But I know. We digress.
But no, yeah, the weather has been interesting the last couple of days. But it's been warm, though. It's been gloomy, but it has been warm.
And I'm
it's
not
been
upset about it.
Unusually humid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was peeping that today. I'm
yeah, because you'll wear a hoodie, you'll be sweating underneath.
Yes.
Straight up. Like, because I'm a hoodie guy.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Guy in the world.
It go down.
Hoodies are a thing in LA.
I mean,
hoodies are a thing.
Well, it falls in line with who you are, dear.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes, it's a natural,
you
yeah,
know,
totally. It's, marriage, a natural marriage
right.
for sure.
Y'all run parallel.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking for fly girl weather, though.
Respect. You know, the sun might come out tomorrow.
I've been looking for black
it
women.
Might come
I've been looking for black people.
Tomorrow.
So where have you gone? We'll touch on this a little bit. Where have
yes,
you gone?
Okay.
Where
so
have you gone?
I've been to Malibu. I've been to Venice Beach.
Stop it. Venice cool. Malibu.
You know. Sunset Boulevard. You know. I've been all the nice, cool, beautiful, wonderful places.
Okay.
That there are to see.
And you've been here since what? Wednesday or Thursday?
I've been here since.
You got here Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
So essentially Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to see colored folk.
I want to see the colored people.
Inglewood.
But, I mean, you're not really kicking it in Inglewood.
No, I want to see.
That's the thing. Like, when it comes
but
to
Leimert
like,
Park, though. You got to hit Leimert
Park. I
want
to see colored people doing fly things.
You got to go to Leimert.
I don't want to just see.
For sure got to go
I can see basic colored people doing the same in Detroit. I want to see colored people
that's
doing
Long
fine
Beach.
And fly
yeah.
things.
No, yeah. You got. I mean, Long Beach is really diverse.
Looking good.
But I would definitely say you got to hit Leimert. Is this your first time in L.A.?
No, second time.
Okay.
As an adult.
Yeah.
This is your third.
That's what I'm saying. This second time as an adult.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
One time as a child, that don't make no difference.
Nah, yeah, you gotta mm-hmm. you gotta hit Leimert. You gotta hit Leimert, you know.
Leimert Park.
Inglewood, Rhett, what up, little bro? yeah, you gotta go on that side. Like
okay.
You gotta just drive down Crenshaw.
Yep.
For real,
okay.
For real. Drive all the way down Crenshaw.
I was in Oakland. It was a lot of smog. I seen black.
You said a lot of smog?
A lot of smog.
She came during them fires.
Yeah, I did during the fires.
Yeah.
like 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly.
And I went to Napa Valley and got some.
You saw the scenic things.
I did.
Now you got to see what the city brings. Like, you know, I grew up in Englewood. I'm from Englewood.
Oh, you're a native.
Yes, 100%.
Whoa, I'm never around those anymore.
100%. Yeah, I'm LA all day.
Okay. Well,
You know, let me specify. I'm Englewood.
Okay.
But I
spend Englewood versus LA.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're talking to somebody that's not from the city, you're gonna say you're from Englewood. They're gonna be like, "Oh, where's that?" You say it's in LA. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if I'm talking to somebody from Englewood and I say I'm from LA, they're gonna say I'm not from Englewood.
You know what? Okay. The equivalent would be imagine Highland Park but bigger in the middle of Detroit.
Okay. Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
for
you
that.
You got to get you some Jamaican food.
Have you been to our city?
I've never been to Detroit.
Wow.
I've never been to Michigan.
You must come.
Yeah, I want to go. I heard the strip clubs go crazy.
Hey, yes, Miles. You must come and experience it.
Hey, Miles.
It is quite fun.
Yeah, I for sure want to go, though. I got a couple homies from Detroit.
It's crazy. Now that I'm grown and now that it's gingerfied, like, I can now say, like, come, join us, have fun, see what it's like, because it's things to do.
But see, it's crazy, though. Englewood has been gingerfied as well. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but... the Clippers owner bought the Forum. You know, it's been since I was I moved out of Englewood when I was in ninth grade.
I'm taking her over to the Forum tomorrow.
Yeah, so but my nana, my pops, my auntie, my uncle, they all grew up in Englewood. My nana still stay there. So the city has changed tremendously. It's crazy. So much more stores, traffic. I mean, they built a stadium right there. It's crazy. But
no, it's mind blowing.
It's crazy for real. Wow. But I mean, the food goes crazy. Mm.
Our food goes crazy.
That's what he's told me.
And the thing
he's told me about
and
that.
The thing is, I've gone other places and been totally just like, oh, this is what you have.
Yeah.
This is all you have.
Yeah.
And just been disgusted and just been like, oh my God.
But LA got everything.
So I gotta ask you, coming from, because you know, you coming straight from Detroit.
Yes.
And then, you know, this is a piece of what we was going to talk about today. So since we own that, so what has the impact been in regards to the George Floyd verdict and his killing and things of that nature on your end of the spectrum? Because we saw what happened here with the protests, the looting and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What has it been over there, and what has it... you know, because we got the verdict just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Did y'all have... Well, you was here at that time. Mm-hmm. But leading up to that, was it anything like any tension, any type of anxiety within the black community that you might have noticed?
Honestly, like, totally.
Yeah.
And definitely. And I can honestly say that I'm blessed in the space that I'm in as far as being a Midwest person. East side of the country.
Yeah.
In a sense that a lot of the people that we know and love are black police officers.
Yeah.
There's black police officers and people's families that, you know, people have known for all their lives.
Yeah.
So if they pull them up, if they pull people over, they know them.
They know them.
And they can respect them and they can let them go. And they, or, you know, they can, or they can do it fully.
They're
going to
have some type
of
dialogue.
Yeah.
More of like in a personable sense.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of compassion for this person's life. Because Detroit, we also know, is a predominantly black city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the people that are in the streets supposedly protecting us are black. They do represent us for the most part, and that also is changing with the gentrification, and you know, it's starting to not represent us as much. You know, I notice it as well, but I don't know, it's kind of coming with the times. But with the, you know, the George Foreman verdict, I think everybody I'm sorry, my bad. I'm thinking about some other stuff.
Okay.
Too. I was like, you know? She said the sports thing came
it wrong,
like,
though.
She was like, George Foreman. I was like, wait.
It wrong. No disrespect.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, correct me. But, you know, I'm sipping too, y'all. So, you know, forgive me. I'm sipping as well. But,
okay.
That point,
That's major. Man, I had an interesting experience with that this week, man. And I'm gonna be vague with it. You know, I'm gonna be vague with
Don't
it.
Don't get fired.
Nah, it's all love. Shout out to my supervisor, man. Cool. It's all love. But it's just really, I'll just speak on it like this. It's just really interesting how people will take that situation, right? They'll take that situation, they'll attach to it in their own way. You know, as anybody will. They'll sure. Attach to it in their own way.
Sure.
But it's in a way that is somewhat self-centered based on their personal narrative. Mm-hmm. And now I'll clarify mm-hmm. that, because, you know, us being, you know, all three of us, we black, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So of course we I'll just say people of color, you know, minorities sure. Sure. resonate with what happened differently than perhaps some people that may not have viewed it in the same way as us. I'm not going to say people that didn't agree with it, because mm-hmm. there's people outside of us, you know, that still saw the negativity in it, the wrongdoing. But I think that some people that have this, one, they have a certain perception of themselves, and two, they don't understand the magnitude of what happened and how that affected the black community. So with that, in that misunderstanding, they've attached this emotion to it that's only self-centered. It's only relative to them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when before that verdict came out, that particular demographic mm-hmm. or those particular people that resonated with that, for real though, those people
no,
that
that's
resonated.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You ain't lying. I just...
For real, those people that resonated with it in that context were nervous. Yeah. They were a little spooked.
Everybody, a lot of people were nervous on
both ends, but for different reasons.
Yes,
for different reasons.
Why did you just be like, really?
Yeah, for real though.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
keep it a stack.
Because you got the one side that's like, oh no, all hell's gonna break loose.
That part.
And then you got the other side is like, we about to get let down again.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the perfect way to express it.
And I came front. So like that Tuesday when the verdict came out, I did not want to watch. And then I got home. I got home early from work with enough time to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what it felt like to me, modern day, in LA, even though the trial wasn't in LA itself, mm-hmm. but being in LA, yeah. what it reminded me of, as far as like everybody on pins and needles, it felt like OJ's verdict.
No, it, bro, no lie.
Yeah,
it was a mix of the OJ,
yeah,
with a mix of the Rodney King. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying?
And you put it in this 2021 social media, everybody can see it. Bubble.
Everybody can see it.
I could not watch that for the entire duration.
And I'm gonna be real. I didn't keep it a stack. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was coming on that day.
Mm-mm.
I didn't either.
The only way I knew
was when we mentioned it in the group.
Yeah,
and because
Matt said like, "Hey, dog, it's coming out today." I was like,
"Yeah." Oh, him and Kels was talking about it.
It's too much.
Dog, wait.
Too
so
much tension.
So wait. She was flying in that day, right?
Yeah.
Too much tension.
My boy King, he was like, "Hey, what you doing tonight? You know, whenever Jay get in town." I'm like, "Probably go get something to eat." What's up? He's like, "Man, based on how this verdict goes,
you never know what's going to go down.
It might be either hell to pay or like everything shutting down."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh."
But it made me, but just now, just after you mentioned that, it reminds me of, During the protest scenarios,
yeah,
when, you know, different cities was protesting out here.
Because last summer it was on.
Yeah, so Jeez. Over the summer.
What
I wanna,
was that like for y'all?
So that's what
know.
I'm gonna speak on briefly. So I had just finished training some of my kids at a park. Right, I was in Bellflower. Mm-hmm. Bellflower is about what, like 15-20 minutes from here, 20 east, minutes east, east from here.
Yeah.
And so diverse city. So it's this particular area there on Bellflower Boulevard where they have a lot of shops, restaurants, bars. And so I stopped, grabbed me some kombucha from this little spot, this little stand. And so, you know, it's the mask era, of course. So I'm asking the owner, I'm like, "Yeah, so I see they supposed to have a protest down here." He was like, "Yeah, we're actually closing early, you know, because it's supposed to get a little rowdy out here."
Yeah.
And so it's crazy because one of my boys that I know through coaching, he actually had been tweeting about the protest that was going to go down over there, mm-hmm. and, you know, mentioning how he was going to participate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's just crazy to me how people respond to that, because it's, for certain people, it's immediately a negative perception. Yeah. You know, yeah. we closing early because we think XYZ is going to happen. Yeah. And I understand. Yeah. I do get that because, you know, we saw when we're down.
You have to respect that. You got to respect that. The perspectives are different.
Right, 100%.
From everybody's angle, you do have to respect it all.
Yeah.
And history will tell you, when we pissed off, we pissed off.
People do suffer. Bro, like, all the way around.
100%.
The people that are angry and the people that get the brunt of the brutality and the abuse, they get it.
And the cold part about it is, like, I mean, straight up, like, all white people don't dislike us. All white That's people, true. You know what I'm saying? And Very it, and true. I hate that they're put in this box, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got white homeboys, homegirls, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. That's
my grandma Georgia, she white.
I got white in me. I'm saying you'll never know that.
My grandma Georgia cool as hell.
Yeah, but it's like, I hate
we
that.
We all do.
You know what I'm saying? I hate that they're generalized in this sense that it's like, that somebody who's really for you might be attacked based on what they look like. And that, you know, that's foul to me.
Yeah.
But speaking on that, I mean, out here, you know, we had the protests going, you know.
All summer.
Thankfully.
We did too.
I had the opportunity to participate in the Compton Walk, which was dope. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to be out there and then seeing old heads support us. Like, you know, you got old heads stepping out their house, like, on their lawn, throwing their fists up. Yeah. Like, it was dope to see that and experience that. But,
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's an emotional. And that's the thing, though. I don't know if people realize how much of it an emotional burden it can be, a mental and emotional burden.
Yes.
Like, it's actually like a group, or it's on Instagram too. It's called the NAP Ministry.
Okay.
Like, and it's essentially for people promoting that black people take fucking naps, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Flat out. Get rest.
Yeah.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Take a seat. Have a moment.
Facts.
Relax.
Facts.
Sit down. Sit your ass down. Black people be doing too much. We do a lot. We do a lot. We do a lot of good. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of, you know, we do a lot in general.
Yeah, we tap in.
You know, we work. Yeah. We work for ourselves. We work for others. We work for our children.
With others.
We do a lot. And sometimes you need to sit down and rest.
And you got to, you know, you got to give yourself time to process, really. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How often do you get that chance?
Yeah, because I'm going to be real, man. It's a lot that just transpires. And I mean, you know, and I've mentioned this to other people before in conversation. Like, I'm desensitized to a lot because of the field I work in. Mm-hmm. Like, I work in mental health, so I see a lot of things all the time.
You told me a couple stories. I'm
I see all type of stuff. So it's like,
you dealt with that. My day wasn't shit compared to that.
And it's like, I'll be chilling. It'd be real regular to me. And it's like, I wasn't always like that though. Cause when I first stepped into the space, I used to have anxiety. Every day I go to work, I say a prayer in the car, boom. You know what I'm saying? No lie. But then once I realized my position and I became you know,
you can help.
I stepped into it, and I was just like, "This is what it is."
What is your role, if you don't mind me asking?
I stepped into my first experience. So I used to work with special needs kids.
Okay.
And then I transitioned from that into working with mental health with adolescents. Dope. And so in that space, it literally just amplified, you know, because I went from being in an educational space, working at a school dealing with special needs kids, to then working in a lockdown facility with special with kids that also have, you know, academic disabilities, as well as, you know, mental health struggles.
Now explain that to me and the people, like, a lockdown facility.
So it's a level 14 lockdown facility. The kids basically live there.
Are they in trouble? Or
essentially, it's comparable to, like,
solitary.
Not necessarily solitary, but it's comparable to jail, really, to keep it in layman's terms.
But that's
terms,
what I'm saying. Like,
it's comparable to jail.
What brought them there? What brought them babies there?
So it might have been the laws that they got into. So either they're only there voluntarily. So it ain't like
of their own voluntary will.
Well, their families
or their guardians,
okay. Mm-hmm. Or the mm-hmm. you know the system.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much they
because that's clearly not their will. I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't think it's any.
They've either exhibited the behaviors that are unfit to just be out there on their own. You know, they need, medical assistance. And I do air quotes because, medication can sway you.
Yes.
You know
what I'm saying? Truth.
It's not always helpful.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, too, you also get kids that are in the judicial system that are basically forced with a choice. Either you're going to go here or you're going to go here.
Yeah.
And so they go there.
Okay. And you help and assist them.
And it's essentially, I help them with their everyday living. You know what I'm saying? They can't leave, but at the same time, I mean.
Do you find yourself to be effective?
Personally?
Yes.
Wow, that was a heavy hitter.
That's not heavy.
That would be. I'm like.
But the only reason why I asked, is because the thing is, a lot of times people don't get the resources they need, the environment they need, the type of things that they need. So I ask because I want to know. Do you find yourself to be efficient, not just because of you and your own personal abilities.
I'm not even.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah,
I'm very good at what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good at what I do. Just naturally, I'm very personable. Just naturally, what I'm saying. I feel like I give off very good vibrations. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I'm not even boasting or none of that.
When we was talking about you coming on the show, like. 2 years ago, it was based on you just jumping in chat and just going. I said it on air, he on here.
He was like, okay, we got DP in the chat. Oh, DP ass whoop. Like, I was just, I wanted just to, got exposed to this.
By the end of the show, I was like, all right, you won't.
Yeah.
Straight like that. There's nothing wrong with
so
that.
So it's like, I feel like when it comes to the kids, I'm tapped in. I could meet you where you at. It don't matter I'm in this role. It may be times where I gotta let you know this is my role and this is your role. Yeah. Yes, it's gonna come to times of that.
We need black men in this space.
You know what I'm saying?
And he does a lot with, kids outside of just his day to day work. He does coaching high school football.
We need the trainer.
He works with kids, going on their college visits. Recruited by football.
It's a blessing, just to have that exposure.
That's why they throw money at y'all and throw jobs at y'all.
They do.
They throw jobs, but not money.
Yeah,
and I feel like opportunity. Maybe not the money, but the opportunities to incline, to upgrade, to elevate, to be a higher dean of students, athletic director, things of sorts.
Sometimes it's backhanded offers too.
And because I'll keep it. I was just talking to my little bro earlier who put the Englewood in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Zaire Andre. He coaches.
That's a popular
He's a GA out of D2 school in Missouri.
Which one?
Pittsburgh
State?
Northwest
Missouri State?
I want to say Missouri Western.
Oh, we didn't play them in college.
correct. If he's still on, correct me if I'm wrong.
Which school, dog?
But nonetheless, he's a GA there. GA is graduate assistant.
Okay,
he's from Englewood. He's a product of this city. He was... he's somebody that came out, D1 offer, all that.
And went back to education.
And he slid back into the coaching space after he played. And we were having some conversation earlier this week. And he was just saying, just who I am, the kid just gravitated towards me. Like, he mentioned a scenario he was in where he was put into this role, and he just kept it a stat. He was like, honestly, I feel like had I not been in this particular role, X amount of kids might not have participated, but because of the relationships,
they saw you.
Yeah,
they saw your
that,
energy.
They was like, let me go ahead and tap in. Yeah,
and the thing is, children have the most organic energy.
What
they can 100%. Feel, they can feel the real. They can 100%. Feel the real, so they can feel your upbringing. They can feel what you've been through. They can feel the hurt. They can feel the joy. They can feel it all. So when they feel it and it's organic and it's real, and when black men, y'all hard at faking anyway. Yeah. So when y'all come through, y'all hard at faking. So when y'all come through, what y'all come through with, you know, either
it's really real.
Either a person gonna love it or they gonna hate it. And children tend to love it.
And in the spirit of college recruitment, dog, can we talk about Trey Lance versus Justin Fields real quick?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because you know, just I'll talk on Trey Lance a little bit, and cool. Of course, go ahead and throw your piece in.
I got you.
I don't know. I think I retweeted it, but I don't know if you watched it.
I think I may have seen it. Go ahead and say it.
It was like a little 6 to 8 minute video of him talking about his story.
I've heard Trey Lance. So in the last 2 weeks, I've heard multiple sports podcasts talking about him.
Right.
So it's a unique narrative around him.
Very much. So he didn't have no major offers. You know what I'm saying? The schools that wanted him.
He had the Minnesota one.
But they
got pulled.
Yeah. So once he found out Minnesota, because he's from Minnesota. Okay. So Minnesota wasn't rocking with him. He was sick.
And he's
mixed.
Yeah.
His mom white, his dad black.
Yeah.
And so fast forward. North Dakota State is one of the only schools that wanted him to play quarterback, and he wanted to play quarterback.
Yeah.
So he gets to NDSU. He redshirts as a freshman. He plays as a sophomore. This man has only thrown one interception
his entire literally, college
career. Granted, he's only played one full season and one game. He played one full season and one game.
And the one game this year, and it was
that was the pick he thrown in.
Oh, yeah. That was his first. Because it was the COVID year.
Yeah. He threw his first interception in the COVID year. Game. He only played one game. He declares for the draft.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I said, he's mixed. Of course, if you mix and you identify as black, and when I say identify, you look black, they gonna categorize you as black.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's so unique with him. It's so unique with him because of who he is, what he looks like, and where he plays.
Yeah.
He's not getting as much scrutiny as he would had he gone to a Power 5, as if you go to P5 instead of a G5. And not even a G5, like, because North Dakota State is FCS and not FBS.
Correct.
So he's not even at a G5. He's at a FCS school.
He at D1AA.
Right, D1AA.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what does this young man look like? I mean, he
light-skinned cat, curly hair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying
to... I pull him up for
He like 6 foot, you know what I mean?
I just want
to,
you know, get a
visual. Put eyes to the name.
Yeah, so what are y'all speaking on?
And then Justin Fields... I got you. Yeah. And then Justin Fields, please pass.
Yes.
He getting all the hell in the world.
Now we just found out Justin Fields suffers from epilepsy.
When I first saw that, I saw the headline.
Yeah.
I did not read anything into it. Part of me just reading the headline, I'm like, who came up with this BS just to, like, you know, knock his draft stock down?
And it's crazy because
what
I immediately saw after they put that out there was somebody had posted 2 NFL greats that actually had epilepsy and played in the NFL with epilepsy.
Oh.
So it was like, okay, yeah, y'all trying to say this, but check this out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And that's him right. That's a picture of him right there at his pro day.
That's a
face. Bottom middle. So yeah, he's a baller though. He's a baller. He's only thrown one interception.
It really shouldn't matter. That's the unfortunate.
But the thing about it with him is though, he's even though he's a black quarterback. He is a black quarterback. He's a black quarterback. He's a black man. He's not getting the black quarterback scrutiny the same amount as Justin Fields.
People are just kind of excluding him from conversation in a sense.
Yeah, but he's getting, you know, top 5 projection. And at this point, it's colorism.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No, really. It is, because you have him, and I pull up Justin Fields for you. And Justin Fields, he's your brother.
No, but, oh, wow.
And he went to Ohio State.
Then Justin Fields run what? What he ran a 4.4?
There's nothing about that that's fair, and there's nothing about that that's cool.
Not at all.
I don't like it one bit.
Justin Fields to the Niners.
And like the unanimous number one pick, we all know who it is. It's Trevor Lawrence.
So I'm going to cut you off.
No, good. Come on.
So I know you've been seeing the buzz about Zach Wilson. Do you think the Jets are going to take him?
The New York Jets, yes.
You think they're going to take Justin Fields. You think they're going to take Zach Wilson?
Yep. They just got rid of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They're going
to
do it.
And where's Sam Darnold? The Panthers.
He went to the Panthers.
Yeah, so what's going
to
happen to Teddy?
Back up.
Tragic. I'll get out of there. I'll get up out of there.
Unless he gets sent during training.
Send me to the Bears if I'm Teddy.
The Bears won't do it.
They not, but send me there.
Ooh, look at him.
Send me there.
If I was Teddy Bridgewater and I wanted to go compete for a starting job, like legitimately go compete for a starting job against a quarterback that's way more insignificant than me, I would go to Detroit. Just to be a starter.
I just literally thought that in my head too. I ain't gonna lie.
I would go to Detroit.
I just thought about that too.
I would go to Detroit.
Cause Teddy, no lie, I feel like Teddy's a starter, bro. Teddy's a starter.
He is.
They wasn't really rocking with him in Carolina.
No.
I don't think that was really rocking with
him. He was a 1 year emergency replacement for Cam Newton leaving.
And they
didn't draft a quarterback that year, so they did.
They line was subpar. Christian McCaffrey got hurt.
Yeah.
Teddy, this is Teddy's first full year as a starter again, right. So of course it's
coming
different.
Off of him having four starts in a row in New Orleans as
which
a backup.
Which he won.
Kept him at the top of the NFC South.
But Pete, though.
At one, the top.
We'll go ahead and use the details.
Come on.
He had the line in front of him. Great line.
He had Alvin Kamara.
And then I will not. Yeah,
Mike Thomas.
He had Alvin Kamara.
He had a healthy Mike Thomas, too.
A healthy Mike Thomas. What's the tight end name that they had? Dude that came from the Raiders. What's his name? I can't think of his name. I got his face in my head. Can't think of his name.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. And then they had my man's that was essentially Zach Wilson before fucking Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah, the little...
Number seven.
Yeah.
Hill.
Yeah,
Taysom Hill.
That actually went to the same school as Zach Wilson.
Yeah. BYU.
Yes, BYU.
Facts.
He did what he did while he was there. Now imagine Teddy stays. They don't sign Jameis, and Drew Brees still retires.
Dog.
And Teddy inherits the team.
That would be New Orleans' best chance to attempt. It would be their best chance to beat Tom Brady. Because, mind you, New Orleans beat Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice in the regular season. Yeah. Both times.
Yeah.
Both times.
You damn straight.
Straight up, though.
Yeah. Can't put a lick up. They talking sports, y'all. Can't put a lick up.
And so it's like, my whole thing is, one, the quarterback play is going to be tricky between the Jets, the Panthers. I mean, the Lions are also, they all bought in on, I don't even remember his name.
Careers go to die in Detroit.
But.
He's horrible.
But.
He's horrible.
I don't care.
Detroit got some pieces.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie. Detroit got some pieces.
All their receivers is gone now.
Yeah. What's my boy name?
Kenny Galladay went to the Jets.
Kenny. What's my boy? My other boy. My boy from Cal. Oh. Marvin Jones.
I thought he left too.
That's what I'm saying. He up out of there too.
Right. And then they can't keep a running back to save
their life. Mohamed Sanu signed with the Niners.
Right. So who do they really got?
Marcus Trufant is gone on defense.
Exactly.
Like,
it's about Detroit.
I'm talking about the Lions. Yes.
She's like, you know, I still live there.
Look, that's how I'm saying. I still live there.
That's how
look,
I know you don't,
I don't
listen,
support.
That's how I know you don't listen to the show enough.
Look, I don't support certain things.
I got up there and I cried and called the Detroit Lions.
This is the thing.
And I just make
the
fun
reason.
Of
this is the thing.
It's funny.
I'm on the show and I'm listening to the show because I like you. But I don't look. Sports is not my forte.
She kept it a stack.
She kept it a stack.
Respect.
Because sports ain't nothing to entertain me.
But you know what? I'm gonna let this play in the background while I'm doing XYZ.
You feel me? No, for real.
Yeah, I'm gonna let this play. So you know,
totally happened.
He can't say nothing else.
He can't
like he
say
gonna text
that
me
that
like, yeah, just finish the show. You gonna be like, oh, I heard you what you said about woofy woofy wop.
Yeah.
He gonna be like.
Cause when he was
that's
talking
why
about,
I keep my phone D&D during the show.
Look, because when I was listening to DMX, then it was for real. Like it was like,
oh, you listen to the X show?
Yes,
quality.
Asshole.
Quality.
Because I was perturbed by that situation. That was
it's a little wild, man. You know, no free shout outs, but Drink Champs episode with DMX.
Dog. Cold. No free shout outs.
It was cold.
Noriega. Come on, dog. You guys are the blueprint for us on some real, you know, humility type ish. Like,
cause I'm gonna be real, bro. We the Drink Champs of sports.
Ooh. I know. Oh, we been said it. We claim it. And we are who we are.
We are who we are.
Because anybody that tries to mimic and imitate us, well, I'm just calling it out. You mimicking and imitating us.
You hear me?
That's because they low key fooling on here, y'all. Like, they drinking again.
If I play a certain soundbite.
Don't do it. Play it. Man. Go on and play it.
The listeners heard.
Let the people know.
Yeah. But okay, so now you know. As we talk about haters. Ooh. What's up with everybody trying to speak on Devontae Smith's weight? Like, do you feel that?
What's the weight that he came in at?
170, I think.
Okay.
What's the problem? Tell me the problem. All right.
So as
okay. And he's elite. He's elite. But I'm not gonna lie, bro.
What's the weight requirements?
There is none. Okay, but for the position that he plays, there is none.
So DJAC, DeSean Jackson.
That's my example.
Yes, coming out of Cal, DJAC was probably a 170 soaking wet.
Maybe.
He had a couple concussions in his college days.
That's because he took some wild hits across the middle.
You know what I'm saying? But I watched Devontae Smith a couple reps of Devontae Smith.
Mind you,
some game reps.
Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith.
And I'm a DB. So okay, I'm peeping. Right, I'm
all
like,
right, okay.
Yo, these DBs are in position.
Okay.
Devontae Smith just making plays.
Okay.
Mind you, he's making plays. DP and I weigh more than Devontae Smith.
Yes.
Okay, he still play football. I don't.
So I want to understand. Help me understand.
And I think we're both talking.
So basically, Devontae Smith is skinny.
Okay,
he's skinny.
How tall is he?
He's skinny. He like 6'1".
Okay,
and he's skinny.
He's skinny.
Is he knocking dudes over?
No, he's catching a rock. He catches
okay.
fast.
And I'll be real.
He doesn't take many big hits. He's smart about it, you know what I'm saying? But he will catch whatever's the falling
thing, okay,
out.
Okay, my thing, all right. So
are we upset? And if we are, why are we?
That's my thing. I feel like people are really questioning.
I'm not upset about it. If anything, he's coming into an NFL era where it's perfect to be his size, his height, his weight.
Okay.
Like, it's cool.
Because the rules on hitting have changed, so it's not detrimental to him.
And let's be real, bro. How much did Jerry Jeudy weigh?
Who knows?
How much did Jerry Jeudy weigh?
Screw Jerry Jeudy. CeeDee Lamb.
What's the receiver name for Carolina that came from the Jets?
Oh,
Robbie Anderson. How much did Robbie Anderson weigh? I weigh way more than him.
Yeah,
like Robbie Anderson is a stick, bro. He's skinny,
right?
Okay. He's skinny, okay. like
yeah, it's
like he Wiz Khalifa skinny.
Ooh,
playing NFL football,
playing in the NFL.
Jeez, OP.
Yes, exactly. But
because
so why
of the way the rules are,
Devontae Smith.
Also, he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Come on now,
like chill out.
He's a baller. He was
now. The only thing that a true critic can say about Devontae Smith being everything that is Devontae Smith plus having the Heisman Trophy year that he did is like he played in a very perfect Alabama team.
But
okay, cool.
But you play receiver, bro.
You're still outrunning people.
Yeah, you gotta catch the rock. You gotta get open. You gotta get off the jam.
He got skills.
He got skills.
In other words, that is what you were saying.
Yes, if he has skills.
He ain't no poo butt.
The only way
can y'all cuss on here?
Yeah.
Yes. Real N-words.
We try to keep it our best
to stay filtered.
Hey, by the way, me and my granddad, we had a talk about us cussing.
You told me.
And we got the green light.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to cuss for so long on this little show.
You already did earlier, so.
No, I didn't.
I don't personally. I'm a public figure.
No, I understand.
I try my best not to, but sometimes I won't.
You know, I don't do too much cussing.
I don't have to. This is the thing. I ain't let my people know. I ain't let nobody know that I was on here. You know what I'm saying?
You so, here now though. Right.
And they're here but now. But don't nobody know though.
You understand okay? me.
Except so, for everybody watching.
Okay. Whatever. I hope y'all say this so I can keep it for my little memoirs.
You understand you know what me. Saying?
You can
so,
find it.
So let's. So you know my question. young Mr. Bland.
What's up?
Who's up, Mara? Who would you say? What position would you say has the best depth in the draft?
Ooh, this year,
yeah,
definitely not quarterback. honest to goodness, over the last decade, it's always been defensive lineman.
I think the DBs got it this year.
You think the DBs got it?
It's some crazy
I think DBs had it last year.
Like, DBs for sure had it last year.
Yeah, DBs had it last year
too, though. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's
defensive what?
Defensive backs. Look at you with it. I see you getting the D right.
Look,
though.
I'm trying to see learn. I'm trying to learn for all the ladies that don't know.
If I stick her in front of a TV long enough, she'll pick up on.
Yeah, look.
It's not football. Ain't that hard?
It's not that complex.
The thing that makes football difficult for not even just women, but like even the novice. Male,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is when you get in front of that one guy who swears he knows so much about football.
I can't stand him.
And then he's like, you guys are watching the game at the crib, drinking beers, drinking drinks, having snacks.
It's enjoyable.
And then he starts talking about, oh my god, the X receiver should have did this. Like, shut up.
He makes it unenjoyable for the
audience. Why are you trying to pretend like you in the headset, dog? Knowing damn well you stopped playing in the seventh grade.
There's already a podcast for that.
We just need to know the people that we like.
There's several podcasts.
There's already a podcast for that.
They can have it.
We just like, know it's. We hell, just know you can go on NFL.com
and figure some stuff.
Food is involved. Liquor is involved.
But it's that one person who like tries to talk as if they are like.
And the one person that we really fuck with or really like is still talking about it. Straight. So we have to at least indulge just a tad.
Right.
Because otherwise.
It's that one person, you just go, dog. Like,
oh my God.
Actually, you don't make no sense because you're not even respecting the hash marks on where everybody's lined up in position. So shut up.
We got a comment.
Yeah.
My dog, Mondo, my brethren, my boy I coach with. Defensive coordinator at Narbonne High School. He says, sorry, it's hard for me to respect what someone has to say about sports if they ain't played.
That's real.
Okay. Yeah, sure. For sure.
Straight up.
He's not talking about you.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, that
nah, not at all.
Yeah.
You ain't sitting somewhere talking about like if the DB come off the edge. Like, wait a minute.
He's talking about what in context what yeah. we what yeah. all three of us was talking about.
Understood.
Yeah. Like that one person who like does the most.
Facts.
Understood.
Facts.
Yeah. Like, all right, it'd be like if you went to a kickback. It's like you went to a kickback out here, you went to a kickback in the D, and then there was that super delta in like the part at the house party.
And it would just be like,
exactly.
Oh, it's too much, sis. Too much.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about just in the sports context.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's
yeah,
a delta, no, by the way.
Yeah. Are you a D?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, throw okay. up the diamond. Throw it up.
Yeah.
Okay, respect. I was raspy, y'all.
Respect.
Yeah.
All love. All love.
I had to relate it. Like,
all love.
Yeah.
She had to get right. All love. But okay. You mentioned D lineman.
Yes.
As the top in the draft. So tell who's your favorite team? Go ahead, tell the audience.
Who's my favorite team?
Favorite team in the NFL.
Go Rams.
Damn. So if the Rams had one of the top five picks, who would you choose? They got one of the top five picks. Who would you choose?
If they had a top five pick with the team that they currently have now, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
You would take Trevor?
Yeah.
Even with Matthew Stafford, you going to take Trevor?
You know how I feel about Matthew Stafford.
You all right. Respectable. So now y'all know I'm a Raider fan.
Hey,
oh yeah, we should talk on that earlier though. I meant to bring that up, but I would take as a Raider, I'm taking Justin Fields.
All right,
Justin Fields.
And you know what? I feel like Justin Fields would thrive better with the Raiders
instead of the Rams. Here's why.
Go ahead.
Because the Raiders. I mean, not the Raiders. Huh? Oh, you're just trying to get camera time. Okay.
No, I like the idea of it. It's cool.
Don't mind me. Like the way the Rams are built.
Go ahead.
The way the Rams are built, I feel like the Rams, I do think they need a new quarterback. And yes, yeah, they got Matthew Stafford right now.
But that's short term, really.
Very short term. Yeah. It's like 2 years short term.
Maybe 2 to 4. Maybe. 2 to 4. He's like 33.
It's 2. I think they're drafting a quarterback next year.
Okay.
If they even attempt to keep or get a first round pick again, which apparently the Rams have said we don't want to do that anymore.
Okay. Okay.
But I feel like if you're going to get a rookie quarterback, give me the guy that's at least won one national title.
Yeah.
With a veteran team that can at least get him to cooperate. Mm-hmm. And not to say that any of the other quarterbacks that are prospects can't be that person.
Yeah.
But Trevor Lawrence is tall enough and athletic slightly enough to stay alive with the way the Rams offensive line works. Because Goff was getting killed too. So it's not like their offensive line was like superb, because yeah, they're not the Cowboys.
Yeah.
However, it is.
Bro, just, hey, bro, just lock in, bro.
I am
just
keep going.
Yeah, just lock in, bro. Just keep it regular.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Keep it regular.
Keep it regular. Like, yeah, the Cowboys offensive line, that can stay alive forever.
Yeah.
Tony Romo stayed alive for forever.
He did.
The Rams
Tony Romo won the playoff game.
He did. The Rams offensive line at least got them to the Super Bowl if they had a capable quarterback.
Bro, they played in a whole Super Bowl.
With an incapable quarterback. If they had an
I think
if Goff was like better.
I'm going to take the pressure off him.
Mm-hmm.
The OC caught a bad game.
Because he knew who he was dealing with. Unfortunately.
Because he was scared.
And that that Patriots defense.
Scared.
That Patriots defense showed up with something that the Rams never saw before.
Bro, they
And last thing, I'll let you go, and I'll let you just run with it. I was watching a Rams game last year,
mm-hmm,
and one of the commentators said the Rams got exposed the year before during the Super Bowl year when they played actually the Lions, because the Lions hit them with a 6-man front.
Ooh.
And killed Goff.
The rush.
And
the rush.
Since that game, every team since then has hit him with a 6-man front, and they learned how to disturb them.
Cause he can't move in a pocket.
And that was also when Todd Gurley was going down.
And I think that's the difference between him and Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford can move in the pocket, bro. He can create. Jared Goff cannot.
I don't believe in him though.
And I get it, but he's...
Because he was a China doll when he got into this league.
But he's more agile in the pocket than Jared Goff is. Jared Goff is a true statue.
He is a true statue.
He's a true statue, bro.
But if you get your hands on Stafford, he can break. Goff didn't break.
Stafford not going to break. Stafford not going to fold.
Well, I mean...
Stafford might get hurt. He's not going to fold.
I'm not following
that. He got heart, bro.
He might fold.
He not going to fold. The man played with a dislocated shoulder.
And then he also, like, sat out all of last year with a broken back.
I might be exaggerating.
You're not exaggerating, but, like, he also did get his back broken, like, twice.
It's football.
It is football, and that's...
I ain't gonna lie. I would be sick.
For the fleece that the Rams got for Stafford, I'm with it. Because they're not paying him any new money.
Yeah.
So they fleeced the Lions, which...
Finesse.
Go figure.
Finesse gang.
I didn't put my live on.
So now, go ahead, put that dang on.
I mean, you want to talk Detroit Lions football?
So breaking news,
though.
Shout out
to your dad.
Breaking news.
My father is
Orlando Brown got traded from the Ravens to the Chiefs for a 2021 first rounder, a third rounder, a fourth rounder, and a 2022 fifth rounder.
It wasn't Orlando Pace.
That's a lie.
It was Orlando Brown, my boy. OBJ, Orlando Brown Jr.
Not OG Pacer.
No, Pace no. No, shout out to Kels. No.
Oh,
no.
I hope he sees this.
I hope he does too. That's his favorite trading card. But
hey, no, it's not. It's Rail that got the trading card.
Rail got the card.
Rail has the card.
Bro, no pun intended.
Yes.
So, but anyways, Orlando Brown got the boot, man. And he got traded. The Ravens didn't want to pay him. A lot of people are saying that the Ravens need to grab a receiver. Yeah. I disagree with that.
The Ravens do need a receiver.
They need a receiver, but then they don't.
They've never had
I say they don't because they not pass heavy. They not passing the rock.
If they had a true,
they had Dez, bro. Dez was the best receiver on their roster. You can't tell me that's not true.
No, and that's the problem. Dez was their number one receiver after not playing for 2 years.
But he got signed mid-season, and he only had one or two scores with them.
But if you give Lamar Jackson like a true, if you give Lamar Jackson like
your mama just texted me.
What? I don't care.
Okay.
If you give Lamar Jackson like a true number one receiver that is young, I think he attempts to pass more. I think he attempts.
It's not his fault though. It's that new OC they brought in. It's the new OC, bro.
When have we ever known the Ravens to have like that top tier offense,
bro?
You gotta never
listen, bro. They had at one point they had TJ Husmazada.
TJ, who's your mama?
At one point, they had Steve Smith. At one point, they had... Bro, what's the other receiver name?
Anquan Boldin.
Nope. Derrick Mason.
Yeah, Derrick Mason.
They had Derrick Mason. They had Anquan Boldin. They had dudes.
They didn't even get to the Super Bowl with Mason.
But that's what I'm saying. They had dudes at wideout, though. TJ Husmazada dropped a first down pass.
They all
that
do.
That could have sent them to the playoffs. He dropped that hoe.
They all do.
And then he retired.
Yeah. And that he works for Fox Sports.
I coached against him 2017. Yes, bro. When Antonio
Pierce, is he from out here?
I think he's from the city. But
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was from LA.
Antonio Pierce was the head coach at Long Beach Poly. TJ Husmazada was on his staff.
Is Pierce still the coach there?
No. He the DC at ASU.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
He the DC at ASU. TJ Husmazada is he's a pro trainer. He be training pro receivers.
That makes sense. I think I did hear him talk about that before.
Bro, how am I getting a call from?
Because you didn't put your phone on D&D.
That's wild.
You gotta put the phone on D&D.
And I never do.
I know you don't. I be watching. I'm like, he didn't do it.
Sometimes, but I never get a call though.
Well, yeah, you don't get a call. I don't get a call, but like a text message will pop up, and I'll just be like,
But my joint don't really be buzzing.
Actually, no. Yours will buzz because mine is on D&D and Keith will call. And then I don't respond because I don't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to Mark's mama.
That's cool.
I just want to be honest.
Hold on, bro. So how you feel about the number change, bro? Dalvin Cook was going to have to drop 1.3 mil if he wanted to change his number to number 4.
Wait, why he got to pay 1.3?
Because he had to buy all his jersey inventory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is the thing. Because that is the thing. Like, when you get, like, every player gets the Nike.
Let's not say every player.
No, they
every,
do.
Every highlighted player
no,
that like, has jersey sales.
But even when you start doing, like, customized jerseys of a different, like, of a player that's on a roster and not, like, yours.
Yeah.
Like, that player actually gets a percentage of that sale. It's a thing. It's written. At that point, business is business. Like, if you're willing to change your number at this point, you gotta play by the rules. So, if he wants to change his number, that'd be cool. I don't care.
He said he not gonna do it.
I mean, if it's not that deep to essentially buy a bunch of jerseys that you never gonna wear.
That's facts.
only to change it, and then that 1.3 that you paid, it'll take you probably two full seasons.
But one
to see that 1.3 back.
1.3 million, bro. I'm not doing it.
It's not worth it to a player that already has a brand and a number identified with them at this point. It doesn't make it financially and logistically doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But if you're a new guy, then all right, you can be that person to start this.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I've seen the photoshops of OBJ in the Browns jersey wearing number 3, which he wore at LSU. I'm like, he's never going back to 3. He's staying with 13.
13, bro. 13 cold. Like, just like Jarvis went from 80 to 14 when he was at when he was in Miami. Then he went back to 80 with the Browns.
Right. Like, okay, that makes sense.
Now, I mean, we're approaching the end. So I want you to you to tell me a little bit about I need your Rookie of the Year candidate, and I need your MVP candidate for the NBA.
Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
I think that's the easy choice.
Okay.
I think it's also like the obvious choice too.
Bro, LaMelo went crazy before he got hurt.
He did,
and I'm mad because in my fantasy league, he might come back though. He's on his way back. He been practicing.
Yeah.
In my fantasy league, somebody already grabbed him, bro. I'm sick.
Oh,
I'm sick.
Because he got dropped when he got hurt.
They dropped him when he got hurt, and somebody picked him right back up.
And they put him on injury reserve.
Yes, bro.
I've done that way too many times. I'm one of those people. And the MVP, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul?
Dude.
No Steph?
No.
Dude, Joel Embiid is averaging 29 points a game.
Here's my thing with Chris Paul. Like, this year, you can see how much more valuable Chris Paul is compared to any other year.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul being on the Suns has them in the top two seed in the West.
He booming.
And is he averaging?
He's like 34.
And is he averaging, you know, 20 some odd points a game? No,
probably not.
He's averaging just as much of assists as he has his entire career.
Yeah,
he puts up over 15 points a game.
Yeah,
he's a leader, and he's got them in the top.
He got them booming.
He got them in the top two seed when last year in the effing bubble, like they were scrapping and clawing to get in.
But what's crazy?
And they were undefeated in the bubble.
What's crazy? Utah has the best record in the West.
Oh, Utah. Last time Utah had the
Jordan Clarkson.
The last time Utah had the best record in the West, they went to the finals and lost to Michael Jordan. And
Jordan Clarkson.
Stop. No, that's not his last name.
Jordan Clarkson.
What about Jordan Clarkson?
But that ain't his last name.
What you mean, what about Jordan Clarkson? What? Sixth man of the year, boy.
Okay, cool. I'm cool with that. But it's Utah.
Jordan Clarkson. Utah ain't winning
that's
nothing.
That's not my baby name. That's
nice. That has nothing to do with me.
Utah not winning nothing, but Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson been eating, boy. Shout out to Filipino Pride.
Wow.
Filipino Pride.
Dog, my thing with Utah is like I think when they actually see a very healthy LA Lakers, it's over.
Man, LeBron ain't played in 30 games.
That's cool.
Something crazy. LeBron. So AD coming back. He came back yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He missed 30 games. Mm-hmm. He was rusty as hell last night.
That's as expected.
As expected.
I don't care.
I just, bro, our role players don't really step up. KCP had a day yesterday.
The Lakers role players step up when LeBron shows up to work.
And that's crazy.
But that's how influential LeBron is. And that's why he's like a legitimate MVP candidate every single year. But if we include him being hurt for as long as he's been hurt. My thing is Chris Paul because, dude, you had the bubble Phoenix Suns scrapping and clawing to get in, which I think they actually should have had the chance for that play-in game compared to Portland. Or no, Memphis.
Yeah.
Because Memphis was the AC, and then they lost all them games, got forced into that bubble game, and then got their asses beat by Portland.
Yeah.
When Phoenix was clawing for that 9 spot. They got to the 9 spot. Was tied for the 9 spot. Yeah. But and they went undefeated. And then they were still like not included, which I thought was not fair. So you have a team that was a ninth, that finished ninth in the West, and now they're number two.
So
with almost almost solely based on the addition of one veteran player.
That's all they needed.
And that defines MVP to me because that determines value.
I respect you for that concept.
However,
I want to talk about the Knicks.
The New York Knickerbockers.
And Julius Randle.
As an MVP candidate?
No.
Most improved player?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm with you on that.
100%.
I'm with you on that.
He definitely found his footing with the Knicks.
Dog. And you know what?
It's good. He's booming, and he got the Knicks rolling.
And the NBA is good when the Knicks are good.
Bro, I seen that tweet, and I loved it. Speaking of tweets, what did the Raiders say? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I can breathe. 420, bro, 21.
And oh, my gosh. And
it happened on 420. So, oh my the gosh. Oxymoron of all of it. Oh I can breathe on 420.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your owner. Because oh what city are they in?
Oh, my gosh.
Say it.
No.
What city are they in?
No.
Say it. Nevada. No, that's the state. I said, what city? No, they're not. That's too far north. That's where Kaepernick went to school. Las Vegas. Yeah, that's right. Say it one more time for the people. Say it to the mic. Hey. All right. I just want you to say it.
He played me like that every single time.
Dude, because you so embarrassed that they moved to Vegas.
It's Oakland Raiders, baby.
But they are the law. They are the what?
Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
They used to be. What city are they in now? Say it.
Ontario.
That's where my hockey team play. You know damn well they're in
Las Vegas.
You know it.
They're in Grand Junction.
Hey, they are north of Henderson, Nevada, off I-15.
Bro,
literally the stadium's off I-15 on the way to Salt Lake City. In what state?
Utah.
Screw the Jazz,
bro.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, that was some cute shit.
Man,
shut up!
I'm over here making declarations.
She said, I need one. Babe, listen, I've been watching you do your show this whole time.
Right, I'm being intensive and sweet.
I need one.
Right.
Show me love.
Like, you feel me? Right. I don't want to turn this into a relationship show. I really don't.
That's what the girl, homegirls from Never Not Extra for.
Next song, actually, All Power.
Duh, actually, I swear to God, like, Bodie hit me up on Wednesday. He was like, Mark, can you, like,
y'all should.
Can y'all guest host on Thursday? I'm like, I got plans.
Y'all should.
On this past Thursday?
Yeah, for, like, they show yesterday, because you know they do the Tuesday and they do the...
I could have done it yesterday.
And I told
Bodie to call you.
You scumbag.
Yeah, I mean, scumbag.
She randomly hit me up. I was like...
I said we could indulge in the adult conversation, y'all, all about sports, and that's cute.
On that show, I could really tap in.
You
tap
can.
Tap in to the women folk.
Listen.
Bring the women folk over to the sports
realm. You should go back in the archive and listen.
Baby.
Next time, on Power. But
Apple so, Podcast.
If you Spotify. Bring them over. If Spotify. You bring them
good, news radio, good News Radio. Good News Radio app.
Download it, please.
Yes.
But
please do.
The last thing we're going to talk about before we close out.
Because we can honestly go 2 hours in this joint.
Before we do who you hating on.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Steve, where you at, baby?
Oh, man. Hey.
Look.
I'm hating on.
So, Nike and Kobe's estate.
Woo, woo.
Haven't you know reached an agreement to continue with the Kobe shoes? But literally during the show, I saw that I believe a couple more Kobe shoes will be released.
Oh,
well, yeah, because
so thankfully they came to some sort of agreement.
Well, Nike's like the music industry; they'll just start releasing your shit. Yeah.
But I think that man,
How ugly and disrespectful is that?
Kobe's estate, man. Y'all got to tap in with Nike.
It's deep. It's please, very deep.
Please.
It's beyond him.
I'm going to grab me some Kobe's.
And it's probably above. The thing is, it's above him.
100%.
It's definitely above him, but.
In the next two weeks, I'm grabbing me some Kobe's. I might have to drop a couple.
It's above him, but it also degrades him in a way because this is a man. This is a man with a family.
It's Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
His wife is running it.
Yes. And she got the Kobe's on right now.
And she's been doing a fantastic job.
And the fact that she's been getting all that money.
Shout out to his daughter getting accepted in the USC.
Yes.
Go Trojans.
Yeah. That his children are.
Fight on, baby. Fight on, Italian.
Yes.
But
surely to his children.
But bro, who you hating on, man?
Dog.
Talk about it. Who you hating on?
This week. What am I hating on?
Who you hating on, man?
Ooh.
You take one first. Take a drink first.
That's cool.
I don't hear what he gotta say.
I'm hating on everybody that didn't. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I spoke my piece earlier. Mm-hmm.
Who you hating on?
No. All right. Sports wise, who am I hating on? I'm hating on U of M.
U of M.
Yeah.
Why? Michigan or Memphis?
Michigan.
Okay.
You know why I'm hating on them?
No, why?
Because for some reason they can't beat Ohio State.
Because you got the cheeks.
Shut up.
You feel away?
Yes.
I mean, I can see why you feel away. But
yes.
This is very personal. It's very in-depth.
Oh, yes.
And I can see it.
Very.
I can see it.
We have a whole group chest around this whole damn thing.
I can see it.
Yeah. He's a Ohio State.
And he has no...
He does.
...correlation.
My mama from Ohio.
Yeah.
My mama from Columbus.
Look, okay, so look. Look, it makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who I'm hating on, man?
You know what else I'm hating on?
What?
Everybody that never treated me to a pedicure a day in my life.
Bro, listen, you gotta do that for yourself.
I do, but you know what? I be in my own way, and sometimes I need the influence of an extra ear, of an extra mouth to just be like, no, you need to actually stop what you're doing and sit the hell down.
Stop it.
This lady massaged this man for...
And he loved it.
But for 45 minutes.
He loved it.
He did. And I had no objection to it. It had nothing to do with me.
It didn't.
It was not about me.
At all.
I didn't care for it to be about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got my nails and my feet done. But the entire duration.
But check this out. Next time you in LA, you need to go holler at Nails by Chai.
Where's that?
Straight up.
Is it a black woman?
Yes.
Where's it at?
It's my best friend.
You excite me.
She in Torrance.
I love
word.
It.
Yeah, Nails by Chai.
I love it. I love her.
Yes.
Already. She's without amazing. Even meeting her.
Yes. She had your shit exotic, boy.
All right. I'm going to let her touch my hands and my feet.
You should. No bullshit.
I'm going to fuck with her. That's Nails cool. by Chai.
Cool. She'll do your feet too, my boy. Hey, just saying.
Fuck with her, please.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Nails by Chai.
I live here, so next time when I feel like I need it.
Let her do it.
I got you.
Straight Nails up. By Chai. She going to give
me. I'll give her my business.
I will allow her.
Follow her on IG.
To touch my man's feet.
Nails
next.
By Chai.
I'll follow her
when I get off this.
Yeah. No worries.
Cool. She can touch my man feet next.
Jordan, who you hating on? Because that's a segment of ours.
Okay, who I'm hating on?
Who or what? It could be
anything.
Just pretty much anything, actually.
Yeah.
Just because we're on I feel like you made it totally apparent that I, you know, got your little feet done or whatever. It's simple. Ladies, it's so simple. Please do it for your man. It's so sweet and so simple. They love it. I think I'm hating on all the women who don't treat their man at least somewhat decent. Be nice to them. Play nice.
Give a couple of examples of how you can treat them.
How you can play nice. How you can play nice with your man. Yeah. Go on and get his feet done.
Okay.
They like their nails done too. They like all of that shit. They like to be manicured. They do. They really do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Massages, if you're not good at that, sis. Then just go ahead and pay for it.
Whatever, straight up, pay for it.
Sis, whatever you're not good at, it's okay to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Respect.
Yeah. The rub down, all of that. Pay for that. And just, shit, if you can't cook, sis, pay for that too. Shit.
Yeah, y'all going to get you a meal.
Get your bag up, sis. Get your bag up.
Straight up.
And I can do all of these things for my man, but, you know, I'm out of town right now, so, you know, he want to eat
she
good.
Gonna, you know, she gonna conform a little bit.
Yep, I'm going to perform. He want to eat good. He want to feel good. I'm going to make sure he's taken care of. So,
yeah,
just make sure y'all give y'all man a time of day on this April and May weather. It's a good time, right, and it's right. Also a scary time if you're trying to keep your man.
You know
it's
what?
A scary time because the summer is upon us. Okay, so keep your man, please.
And you know what? For all the men and women, if you have a significant other that is really into sports and you don't care about it, just admit it because they'll actually understand.
Yeah, it ain't no worry.
Like, you don't have to pretend.
It ain't no worry.
All right, I feel like I've dealt with people in the past that have, like, had to pretend. I'm just like, why? Like, this isn't your thing. But I like it because you like it or because you get paid to be in it. Okay, so what?
Straight up.
Like, that. Like, I appreciate the effort, but you're clearly struggling.
My man got hobbies. He got friends. That's cute. I like it. I think, look, sis, if your man got hobbies and friends, that means that he gonna be worried about you when you go out with you and your friends.
Straight up.
Look, you can have your fun.
You have a life.
D,
you have a life.
D, the after show is gonna be lit.
Hey, so look, this is what I'm hating on. I'm hating on a particular school district, man.
LA?
No. I'm hating on a particular school district, man. You
know. Is it the one that I think it is?
Yeah, man. I just want to, man, we got these kids, man. They just want to play, man. So, Lord willing.
They don't want to learn?
They want to learn, too, but...
It's a school district, given
we in a pandemic year.
It's a struggle.
So, you know, Lord willing, we had an opportunity to play next week. That's what I'm hating on, man. Want to get these kids together, get them right.
Yeah.
And get them out there competing and, you know, just make
come,
it. Good,
come
make
on, it come good. August is back on.
Yeah. Yay to black educators. Everybody yes. out there that's a yes. black educator, please be encouraged. Please.
Straight up.
We need you so desperately.
Yes, yes.
Please do not give up.
So, man, as always, we appreciate y'all tapping in. We appreciate you being on here
Boogie.
As a guest.
Boogie showed up.
Boogie showed up and she showed out.
And she was like, I don't want to be on the couch. I want to be on the
look,
mic.
She said, put me on the mic. I ain't sitting on the couch.
She did. She was like, I'm not about to chill on the couch.
You know what? She said she was going to add value to the show, and she did. Straight up.
And she hit us with the socioeconomic, political questions in the beginning. Most of it was towards you, so I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she was dropping some gems.
You know what, though? I can appreciate her for, like, asking you about, like, your L.A. experience.
Yes,
because she be asking me about mine, and I'm like...
Not a native.
Here's what mine is. Also, mine is, like, heavily curated.
He's a Detroit. Yeah.
Native living in LA.
Yeah, he's an expatriate.
Yeah,
Pink Gators, my Detroit place.
Yeah,
yes.
So yeah, we appreciate you being on. You know, yeah. As always, you always welcome.
Yep.
You know, shout out to you. Shout out to Detroit and what you represent.
Yes, please shout out to my
Detroit
city all the way the fuck up.
So thank you for joining us. We appreciate that.
What part of the East Side are you from?
And tell the audience where they can find you.
Yeah.
So, from Davidson, East Coney in Davidson, and you can find me on Yoga Diva 5.
Yeah.
Shit, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Jordan Pay Me in Equity on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what it is. Pay me in the money.
Straight up. Y'all know what it is for me, D. Presley 14 on the IG, man. D_ Presley 14 on the Twitter.
Y'all know my government name on IG at this point, _MarkKeeman. What up, though? SportsTalkMark7 on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And AKA Rilo Gulo's financial advisor. Because shout out to our homeboy Dondrick from the D Royale podcast.
Straight up.
Because D Detroit brother living in Harlem, New York.
Yeah.
He's been a guest on this show. I've been a guest on his show. And
yeah, it's always love,
and the Rilo Good Love, it was like the last, I showed up on his show like weeks ago.
Yeah.
And actually, I think you were out of town when it happened.
Yeah, I was out of town.
Yeah. You was definitely enjoying Nola.
Yeah.
Nola.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. We was making boondock jokes, and sure enough, Rilo Good Love showed up. Which, by the way, I'll say this.
Yeah.
During the press conference post-verdict, I saw the original Rilo Good Love make his prayer speech.
What?
You know exactly who I'm talking about. He's skinny now.
Yeah.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. Because every time I see him, I just be like, Rilo Good Love. Everybody, check out my show. My dad, Rilo, on BET.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Always love. Shout out to y'all for tapping in with us and staying consistent to what we got. We back at it next week.
Yep,
we will be here. Y'all have a great week.
Yes.
Love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Much love.
Skirt.
Hey, peace, love. Peace, love, blessings. We out of here. Bye.
Skirt.